Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of 15th December 2003, 7th point. The title is, Can anyone say mine for the holy offering? Ordinary words don't seem right in front of the fortune you have. The reason is I. The I, the consciousness of I. Whatever I thought, whatever I said, whatever I am doing, that alone is right. Because of this consciousness of I, there is arrogance and also anger. Both do their work. It is the Father's holy offering. So where did I come from? Can anyone say mine for the holy offering? Holy offering, prasad. If you have an intellect, if you have a skill or a speciality, Bab Dada gives thanks, offering, for the speciality and the intellect. But you shouldn't have the feeling of I. Now, in this consciousness of I, this consciousness of I is subtle. In alaukik life, this consciousness of I doesn't allow you to become an image that grants vision, darshaniya, murt. So Baba is saying, the consciousness of I, whatever I thought, whatever I said, whatever I am doing, that alone is right. And then comes arrogance and anger. They both do their work. Who? Arrogance and anger. It's Father's holy offering. So where did this I come from? Can anyone say mine for the holy offering? This is my prasad? No. It is Father's holy offering. So where did I come from? If you have intellect, if you have skill, if you have speciality, Bab Dada gives thanks for that speciality and intellect, but you shouldn't have the feeling of I. Now, in this consciousness of I, there are two types of I's. One I, body consciousness. Another I, soul consciousness. The world has fallen down because of eye of body consciousness. The moral degradation that has occurred, the moral depravity that has occurred because of this body consciousness. Eye. And then there is anger, and then there is arrogance, abhiman and krodh. They all are springing from this eye of body consciousness. In next Sunday's Murli, Baba has talked about five vices. Five vices and their subtle forms, traces. In Laukik, if suppose somebody dies, all of a sudden from nowhere, some distant relatives come. In the similar manner, you say that you have killed Ravan, but traces, the progeny of Ravana, suddenly they come. Anger is gone, but dislike is still there. Lust is gone, but extra love is still there. Greed is gone, but need is still there. Attachment is gone, but you say, I like this. I like this, I do not like this. This likes and dislikes, this preferences, they are subtle forms of attachment. I like this person, I do not like this person. I like his company, I do not like his company. I like to eat this food, I do not like to eat this food. I am comfortable with this, I am not comfortable with this. I like this weather, I do not like this weather. Such a deep Murli it is. Baba has said, even this preferences is a form of attachment. Is a form of attachment. And then last is ego. Mine, mine, mine. I feel this is right. I feel that is not right. I feel this should be done. I feel, my heart feels that. My heart feels this. This is mine, Meri. Baba has used the Hindi word Meri. Meri, my thing. If you have Meri, then you will have worry. Hari, worry and curry. All things will follow. So this consciousness of I, how to destroy this? Because this I is manifested in the form of subtle forms of vices. Anger is gone, Baba has said, but dislike is there. One is to get detached, another is to move away. Kinara and Pyara. You have to become detached, of course, Nyara, but to move away from the particular person because of dislike, because of the fear that my stage would come down, it means there is still anger. A deep hatred for somebody. Settled anger is known as hatred. What is the definition of hatred is? Settled anger. Anger is a passion. You are excited. But hatred is settled. And then even the subtlest form of hatred is dislike. You do not like particular person's sanskars. And that's why you want to avoid that person. That is a very subtle form of vice. I like this food, I do not like that food. This preferences, all preferences for that matter, are the forms of attachment. And they all have somewhere I. Because we use the word I. I don't get angry, but I don't like this person. We have conquered lust, but we are celibates. We are pure, we are brahmacharis and brahmacharinis, but to have extra love for somebody, to have love is very good thing, but to have extra love, subservient to somebody, that is a form of lust. Because here also, deep within body consciousness is there. You should like everything then. We should like dry chapatis also, and you should like 36 varieties of food also then. Why this and why that? You should like clothes, beautiful clothes also, you should like those clothes with patches also. This is the subtlest form of sadhana, where you conquer each and every vice, because each vice is so subtle. So sukshma, that to understand in its all totality, you need a very subtle intellect. Very subtle intellect, very subtle understanding, very subtle knowledge of Srimad, very subtle knowledge of Maya, very subtle knowledge of all the vices, very subtle knowledge of body consciousness. Because the line between body consciousness and soul consciousness is very thin, the margin. From when we go from soul consciousness to body consciousness, it's very difficult to say. The margin which is there, the line which is there, the line of demarcation is so subtle that right now I am soul conscious and suddenly I become body conscious. Then again come back to soul conscious, again body consciousness pulls me back. We have been staying in bodies for such a long period of time. This consciousness has got vast experience of staying in male bodies and female bodies. It is not that if I am in male body right now, I don't have experiences of female body. Because I was in female bodies also. I was in male bodies also. I had that male mentality also. I had that female mentality also. I had that male weakness of ego also. I had that female weaknesses of jealousy also. The vast experiences of consciousness soul is carrying now. It is not that I am 20-year-old or 30-year-old or 50-year-old, so I am just having that experience of 50 years. Or I am in Gyan since 2 years or 3 years or 10 years or 50 years, so I am having the experience of 50 years. But I, the soul, I have been traveling from last 5,000 years untiringly. I know no fatigue. And look at the tireless nature of the soul. Even if the body dies, it goes and jumps into another body. It is always already in search of new womb, even before leaving the body. The moment this body is gone, I jump into another body and I again start working. No fatigue, no tiredness, no boredom. It is just working, working, working. So this consciousness, pure consciousness, this soul, this spirit, never tires. Indefatigable energy, indomitable energy it carries. So, because I have traveled through so many bodies, males, females, for so many years, so I, the consciousness, am carrying every experience within me. I have been in golden age, in silver age, so I am having all those experiences within me. Only thing is that I need to remain more and more in that awareness. I need to remain more in that, more and more awareness of soul consciousness. The more I am soul conscious, I am able to catch things. I would be able to catch my previous and original and pure pristine sanskars. The body consciousness covers soul consciousness. All yesterday's Murli Baba said, incense stick of knowledge and yoga. Evil spirits will run away. You can chase away evil spirits with the incense stick of knowledge and yoga. So, this incense stick should be always alit within. It should never extinguish. The subtler is our stage of yoga, we would be able to catch many things. We would be able to remain more in our soul conscious stage. And the more soul conscious we are, we need not to even read many things. You read few things and you understand much. This eye of body consciousness brings you down, brings your stage down, brings you from the stage of knowledge to that stage of body consciousness. And body consciousness is at the root of all the vices. Once body consciousness comes, anger will come, everything will come. And then again you jump back to soul consciousness and then you repent why this happened. This switch, why we are shuttling between body consciousness and soul consciousness. You know, in badminton, shuttlecock. From this court to that court, from this court to that court. Body consciousness, soul consciousness. The pendulum is most of the time swinging like this. The goal is to spend as much time in soul consciousness. To practice self-respect as much as possible. To remain in the, to keep on doing the churning of this knowledge, that is also a sort of soul consciousness. At least that is not body consciousness. You are away from the awareness or consciousness of body. So, when body consciousness comes, Baba is saying, anger comes, arrogance comes, and you say, what I said is right, what I think is right. This could be your perspective. It is not necessary that you are always right. There are 10 different ways of seeing at things. You are seeing from one point, but there are so many different ways of seeing things.
We need to broaden our perspective. We should not have that tubular vision.
Because my vision, whatever experiences I have, only it is limited to that.
Break off this limitation and come to the unlimited.
Once you are situated in that unlimited stage, you can see things in different perspective.
It is as if somebody is standing at the toad rock and watching Nakhchil. Somebody is standing at that Bharat Mata on one side and from there he is watching Nakhchil. Somebody is on this side and is watching that Nakhi Lake.
Somebody is on this mountain and watching Nakhi Lake.
Somebody is boating and watching Nakhi Lake.
So all these different people, they will describe it in different manners. And also, if they are from different professions, they will describe it according to their taste and knowledge. In the similar manner, whatever circumstances come in my life, in our lives, let us change the perspective.
One is soul conscious perspective, another is body conscious perspective. Body conscious perspective is a tubular vision where we see what is my benefit in this situation.
Soul conscious vision or perspective or attitude or viewpoint is something higher. So explore these two things today. Soul consciousness and body consciousness. What are the subtle forms of body consciousness?
Where I become body conscious. To get angry is body consciousness, but to become peevish, chirchira, that is also body consciousness. To get upset, that is a body consciousness. To have mood off, that is also body consciousness. To feel something very much deeply within, to become extremely sensitive, is not that a form of body consciousness? To get angry, to have the feeling of inferiority within, that is also body consciousness. To scold somebody, to get angry with somebody, to plan something against somebody, that is all forms of body consciousness. If we see, we are all so much filled to the brim with body consciousness. Every day in, day out, we keep on hearing in Murli about soul conscious and body conscious. We become soul conscious, but somehow these things are not touching us somewhere. The body consciousness is so inherited. It has become so ingrained within our personality that first thing is to recognize where is the body consciousness. This is a form of body consciousness.
Crying is a body consciousness. We know that is the most grossest form. But to feel hurt within, to feel bad, to feel hurt, to feel sorrowful, to feel that people are not acting nicely with me, people's behavior is not good with me, they are speaking roughly with me, they are manhandling me. To feel this, people are not respecting me, people are not listening to me, people don't care about me, people don't give attention to me. This deep inner craving for love, respect, care, attention. Are we beggars or kings? We are kings. In today's Vardhan, Baba has said, you are Raj Rishi, you are Raj Yogi. We have controlling and ruling power with us. So why I am becoming so much subservient, at the mercy of somebody's words or behavior? I have my own majestic personality. I need not to droop down before anybody. I don't want anything from anybody. No understanding. Let them understand me or not understand me. I know. My conscience is pure. I am very much clear with Bab Dada. So why I have the desire that others should know me, others should understand me, others should sympathize with me? Why this self-criminalization?
why are we putting ourselves behind the bars? Why are we punishing ourselves for somebody else's mistake? Because others are not behaving well with me, because others are not talking with me, because others are not understanding with me, does that mean that I should punish myself with negative thoughts, with thoughts of self-injury? This spiritual suicide, why I am committing? This is a new life. This is new birth. Baba has said in next Sunday's Murli, celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. You have to celebrate. This is a life of celebration. Just celebrate every moment of life. Celebrate everything. Look at the birds. Look at the river. Look at the ocean. Look at this nature. Look at this Amritvela. Look at this Brahmin life. Look at this family. Look at this Madhuvan. Everything is there for our celebration. If while staying amidst this celebrations, if I have that sorrowful feeling within me, if I am carrying that huge boulder of sorrow on my chest, this will not be called a life of celebration. So today's homework is make a list of celebrations. 100 list. At least 100 points. Why we should celebrate and why we should celebrate with ourselves and with others. Give celebrations. We have to celebrate this life. Let this life become a festival. Let every moment become a festival. Let every moment become a joy. Let every moment become bliss. Let every moment become full of happiness. Palace of happiness. Let our hearts keep on singing like those birds. Let our heart keep on flowing like those streams falling from the mountains. Hear the songs of that pure consciousness. Let the stream of God's love, let the waterfall of divine bliss fall on the ground of our hearts. This is the life of celebration. This is the life of festival. This is the life of enjoyment. This is the life of entertainment. This is the life of bliss. We are not dry sannyasis. We are dancing saints. We are dancing masihas. We are dancing avatars. We have to dance. We have to sing. We have to enjoy. But spiritual enjoyment, spiritual happiness, such blessed life this is. And we are wasting in sorrow, in suffering, in misery, in agony. No. This is not acceptable. This is again Srimat. To be sorrowful in this new age, in this special age, in this confluence age, is a sign of misfortune then. Baba doesn't like those children who are sorrowful, who are crying, whose hearts are penitent always. Those who are drowned in unhappiness, Baba doesn't like to see them. He is the ocean of happiness. Let him see our smiling faces. Let him always see that laughter. Laughter is the shortest distance between two people, it is said. So, laughing saints, smiling saints, dancing masihas, we are. We have a flute in our hand. Krishna is shown with flute in his hand. Do you want to carry bow and arrow? We are
Now we have crossed that stage of warriors. We are dancing deities, celebrating deities. Such an elevated life we have. So, this life of soul consciousness is the greatest life. This life spent in the remembrance of God is the greatest life. Om Shanti.